This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The latest from the fiscal cliff talks might yield a breakthrough or a blip. We've certainly seen hopes for compromise rise and fall before. House Speaker John Boehner has proposed letting the Bush tax cuts expire for millionaires. Now, that's considerably higher than the president's notion to raise taxes on those making more than $250,000 a year, but it does open a space for negotiations. The process of pushing through those Bush tax cuts 12 years ago might seem like ancient history, but we could stand to go back in time and learn from it. That, at least, is the advice of Fortune Magazine's senior editor-at-large, Alan Sloan. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Jeff.
So take us back to the political context in which the Bush tax cuts were passed. In hindsight, what's the lesson that we might take from the Republican experience then?
The lesson we ought to take is what seems brilliant and innovative today can come back and bite you on some vulnerable part of your anatomy a few years down the road. And that's what's happening with the Bush tax cuts because of the way the Bush people pushed them through. What happened was, rather than compromise with the Democrats and get a permanent tax cut, the Bush people pushed through something called a reconciliation, which had to expire at the end of 2010. And there's no question, at least to me, that the high-income people are going to end up with higher taxes now than they would have had the Bush people made a deal anywhere along the line or had, during the Obama years, had the Republicans made a deal.
And so here we are in 2012 going through all this again. And so to the Republicans now, I guess you might say, remember that overreach.
Right. But you now hear Republicans saying that, well, we'll just let everything expire. We won't give the Democrats anything. And then we'll hold the debt ceiling hostage in early 2013 and have more bargaining power.
Now to the Democrats. Are there areas where you're concerned that they might be risking their own overreach?
Yeah, I happen to be a big fan of Social Security for a variety of reasons. And one of the things I know about Social Security, because I've studied it so much, is that it cannot continue indefinitely the way it is because it's not sustainable. But you hear Democrats saying, at least in public, that there's no need to do anything with Social Security because it's showing a surplus for budget purposes. So if the Democrats don't cut a deal to save Social Security long term with relatively moderate things now, you could see where in 10 years Social Security's finances are going to be really bad. And what's happening to the Republicans with tax cuts now could happen to the Democrats with Social Security in 2020. I really hope they get their show together and fix it by trimming benefits to the likes of me, who are the high-income people, rather than pretending there isn't a problem.
Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeff.